pumpkin pie tastes so good. I'd eat it all if I could. But mom told me I had to share, so this one's for you.
Darkness to Light, hosted by Alan and M. Middleton.
We aim to explore what takes place at the corner of theology and geekology. Episode 45, The Audio Feed Playlist.
Welcome to episode 45 of Darkness to Light. This is our show where we take a look at pop culture in terms of where those stories intersect with concepts in religion, faith, theology, and spirituality.
And in this one, we'll talk about Audio Feed 2021. Or we wish we were talking about that.
As always, any sort of event thing that happens in 2020 or 2021 is always dependent on the COVID numbers.
So if you remember prior episode, we said that it actually looked like the fest was going to happen over Labor Day weekend. And then pretty much the day that episode came out,
yep,
we got the word that the Delta variant and possible state and county restrictions and all that were coming, and they just didn't think that they could pull off the fest.
Or if they could, it wouldn't really be responsible.
Exactly. So. And I was thinking about that, and it would have been so different. You would have had no church groups,
yep.
No youth groups,
yep,
because it was over school weekend, a holiday weekend.
But still.
You wouldn't have had that crowd. You wouldn't have had... We may have been the longest driving. 400 miles may have been the outskirts of what someone was going to drive to 2.5 states to get there. We were certainly looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm.
We wanted it to happen, but it...
There wouldn't have been the camping element.
It would have been different.
So it just...
Obviously, we were bummed by that news, but we did decide a few things. And your mom... gets full credit for much of this because she was clear. She had taken those days off from work. and even though there was no fest, she was staying home and she was going to wear a band shirt or a fest shirt every day of the, what would have been the fest.
Yes, exactly. It's like, even if it's a staycation, it's a stay fest. It was stay in, listen to good music, watch Sandra Bullock movies. That was her weekend. And honestly, great decision.
Now, one day I saw you rocking a 2-Minute Minor t-shirt.
I did.
One day that you came over. So we were all.
I rocked my Mara in the Mainsail and my Coyote Kid.
So between us, we represented comrades. I had some comrade shirt, Petra,
yep.
Cornerstone Fest, 2-Minute Minor, among many other band and fest related gear that we did. And mom specifically one day went out. I remember she went out to get ice cream. She went out to eat one totally junk food day. She wanted fair food one of the days, even though she was home. Respect
100%.
So what we decided to do was to do an audio feed episode here. Not the review that we would have liked to have done.
Or the downer episode of how crushed we are that we weren't able to go.
So we did take a few weeks off from that.
Yep.
Because if we had done the episode, shortly thereafter, that's what it would have been. And if we'd played music, it would have been, I'm not going to say whiny singer-songwriters complaining about their lives, but... But that's what this episode is largely going to be. It's going to be some of our favorite acts that we would love to have seen or have seen there in the past, and try to get a variety of musical styles, some of which might even be upbeat and sort of happy.
Exactly. I mean, we started off with the Castros.
Pumpkin pie, come on.
It's going to be all up from there, fingers crossed. Essentially, this episode is us bringing you guys along for what would have been
true.
The playlist on the way to the festival.
Exactly.
It's not all bad news. The Castros, our good friends who mm-hmm. would have been at the fest, are still going to try and do a small show in the next couple of days that I'm hoping I'll be able to go to. There will also be a couple of the other audio feed and audio feed adjacent acts that are going to be performing in Columbus in about a month.
Fingers crossed.
So fingers crossed, that will also be a open available event that myself, my roommate, maybe you, will be attending. So we can still get a little bit of live music. We can still get a little bit of community socialization, celebration.
A little bit of that vibe. So we were bummed. We were sad. But this is not a sad episode. This is a celebration of some of our favorite bands from that fest, past and present, and fingers crossed, future. So we have a 10-song playlist, represents again some of our favorite bands from Audio Feed, and tried to be representative of the variety of music that the fest offers, like we said, as opposed to 11 acoustic singer-songwriter mournful, which you could actually find there. You could schedule your fest to hit 11 morose singer-songwriters.
It is a thing that my roommate did in celebration and preparation was start listening to the indie duos and then realized there were a lot of them as Spotify kept recommending and recommending and re-recommending them to her slowly but surely. She was like, you know, there's a lot of yearning and loss that you can find in these things. I said, well, yes.
Yes, there is.
Yes, there is.
So, like you said, we started the episode with a song from our actual real-life friends, Sarah and Marco Castro, people we know in real life, in their delightful song, Pumpkin Pie. Then, as a nod to the history of Audio Feed, how it came from the ashes of the old Cornerstone Fest, we'll have a song from the man who serves as sort of the official bridge between the festivals, Glenn Kaiser, and this is his blues band, with Save Me From Myself.
Next up, we move to one of the weirdo bands that sort of typifies the end of Cornerstone and birth of Audio Feed sort of vibe. Group that we've talked about before, Insomniac Folklore. This is their song, Feet in the Earth. And they kind of tried to make a go of it in Nashville, but they are definitely Portland weird. From the get-go.
If anyone belongs in Oregon, these guys belong in Oregon. Then it's sort of our biennial ska inoculation.
Yes.
From Must Build Jacuzzi, their song Down and Out. Although it's not the same listening to ska music without seeing 11 people with 7 horns on a cramped stage. Just knocking each other around, jumping.
Desperately trying to not fall into the circle pit. This is still pretty good.
This is still ska.
Then the band that we are hopefully still going to get a chance to see live, the Grey Havens, with a song from their newest album, Rhythm of the East. The Grey Havens, one of those singer-songwriter duos that we love, also has a podcast out there, which is essentially a chance for them to do long play of their own music, which is just great.
It's so, DVD extras. It's basically DVD commentary of their songs. It's a song per episode talking about how it came together on the album, how they worked it out. Very enjoyable if you like that sort of behind the scenes kind of stuff. And I think it was on that Grey Havens podcast where they talked about C.S. Lewis as an inspiration, even though their name was from Tolkien. These things can work together, but...
They literally wrote a song called The Lament of Eustace Scrub. So, like, this is not a secret.
But one of the things I loved, you was talking about Lewis as an inspiration and referred to him as a longing junkie or words to that effect. Oh. And that made me think of you because you emphasized the idea of the longing, that desire, that yearning.
All about the yearning.
So a yearning junkie or a longing junkie, something like that, which I think if you read Lewis, that's not bad.
That's pretty good.
That's just not bad.
It's pretty good, actually.
One of the things we talked about last time, we talked about audio feed. We joked about the J.R.R. Tolkien reference people versus the C.S. Lewis reference people. So if we have the Grey Havens, we had to follow that with Silent Planet. To equalize the score,
yeah, that,
at 1-1.
That good, fair representation.
Exactly. So that song is Understanding Love as Loss.
And moving from that to a former guest of this podcast, Good Saint Nathaniel, with the song Better. I loved the episode that we did where we got a chance to talk with Nathaniel about ex-evangelical experience and
church hurt
and spiritual abuse and harm and sort of unpacking all of that sort of thing through art. It's what does make the ex-evangelical and post-religious indie scene that we've sort of had a resurgence of Christian adjacent, spiritual adjacent, and sort of questioning people moving into the folk and indie spectrum. I mean, there's a reason. It's compelling.
Mm-hmm.
It's about the yearning.
Mm-hmm. And that leads us to a band that we've talked about before here for a whole episode, pretty much. Then they were called Mara and the Mainsail, and they morphed into this band, Coyote Kid. And the song we're playing from them is Good Intentions.
The next song is from a band that was just not going to make it to 2021. And I'm not going to say it was the greatest loss when we realized that wasn't going to happen, but it was pretty high up there. Because as much as we do love the indie duos and the folk adjacent and the weirdos, we do still want to get some good rocking heavy metal every now and then. And this band, Debra, is based in Mexico. Mm-hmm. If crossing states was going to become complicated, crossing international borders simply was not going to be a thing.
And I wanted to have at least one band on this playlist from the Sanctuary tent, the heavy metal tent, otherwise known as the tent that is literally on the other side of the fest. With, like, the bleachers.
Yeah, the stadium bleachers as a barrier.
So they are on the other side.
Yeah, literally in the middle of the actual fairground, like, stadium ring. Just as a little bit of sound dampening. Because, unfortunately, they did definitely get the cops called on them in 2018.
Yeah, there was a noise ordinance curfew situation that had to be dealt with in 2018. And this was one of the metal bands that I saw. They just put on a great show in 2018. And metal, let's be honest, it's the best kind of music to listen to in a foreign language. Because you probably can't make out the lyrics anyway.
All that matters is the vibes!
So from, as they call themselves, the unblack goth metal band, Debra, Sacrificio. And then a duo, another duo, that you've really dived into in the last year or so, the Oh Hellos.
Man, I love the Oh Hellos. The Oh Hellos is definitely of this type, of the indie, introspective singer-songwriter, either sibling or married couple duo, that really did a pretty good job during COVID. Because you're locked in.
If you're going to be in a bubble, it may very well be with your spouse or your sibling.
Yep. And if both of you are artists who are going through a mass trauma event, it means you're going to have a lot of material that you're going to want to work through. They had some albums and songs that were sort of in the process already that they were planning on releasing through 2020. But I think the combination of external stress and need for financial support and also having literally nothing else to do with their time kind of accelerated some of that.
Mm-hmm.
So if you go and look on their Spotify, they have released a lot of songs in the last 18 months or so. And a lot of them have been very introspective, which is sort of their general vibe anyway.
Yes.
The Oh Hellos is also, aside from, say, Mumford and Sons or like maybe Imagine Dragons, is the one of these spiritually infused, Christian adjacent, evangelical culture, ex-evangelical like vibe of people that have really sort of made it big. Mostly just because the song Soldier Poet King is awesome. And with the fantasy boom that's been happening on the internet the last couple of years with like D&D and stuff, it means everyone wants to use it for their D&D character like anthem song.
And even if Spotify doesn't play a lot per spin, if you have that many spins, that little bit actually does add up. And I don't know that it was them, but I remember a struggling indie folk type of band who was talking about that and saying as much criticism as some of the streaming services get, that that can actually, it can add up. And if your budget is so small, it can actually account for 10, 15, 20% of your income, especially if you're not touring.
That's the other
one. So the pie chart shifted quite a bit for some of these bands, where actually some of that streaming money, small as it is, when the margins are so small, it actually can make a difference.
And I will say that's the thing that we always bring up about like good patron and talking about good patron and good patroning practices whenever we're going to be doing an audio feed episode.
Right.
You did something which I thought was awesome, which was, you know, we got enough notice that you could cancel things like the hotel and stuff.
Right.
And you took a chunk of the refund that you got from hotel and that we would have spent on gas and food and whatever, and took about half of it and just donated it to the festival to help cover costs. And then took the rest and went and just hit up everybody's Patreon and was like, do you want $15 as a one-time donation?
Bought stuff from their websites directly.
Purchased some of these songs if we didn't have them already. Stuff like that. And so at least, you know, in this small way, we were able, through our one episode that we have released here, hopefully some people will check out these songs. And also we did donate $25, $30 total to a couple of these acts to help cover some of what would have been their merch purchases.
Exactly. The money we would have given them for gas if we had had the fest.
So if you only know the Oh Hellos from Soldier Poet King and their very good album, Dear Wormwood, revelation.
Oh, C.S. Lewis.
Here is one of their more recent songs, Boreas, from Boreas.
And then we're going to round out the episode with another longtime cornerstone and audio feed mainstay. Although he didn't officially get a set on an official stage at Cornerstone, which means he never made the t-shirt.
A genuine crime.
Didn't make it onto a schedule or the t-shirt until audio feed. And this is Harry Gore, longtime member of the Richmond, Virginia music scene. And
hello, Bob Fisher.
And another person we actually know because we lived in Richmond for many, many years until you were 8. And one of your very first concerts, Em, as a toddler, was Harry Gore at an outdoor concert either downtown or by Virginia Commonwealth University.
So since he was there from the beginning, it's only right that we wrap the playlist with Harry Gore and Friend in a Much Higher Place.
There will be links at our podcast website for most or all of these bands. Some might be just YouTube links because some of them are pretty obscure. But we will try. So again, the playlist is Pumpkin Pie by the Castros, which you've already heard. Save Me From Myself by Glenn Kaiser. Feet in the Earth by Insomniac Folklore. Down and Out by Must Build Jacuzzi.
Still the best name of anything ever.
Rhythm of the East by the Grey Havens. Understanding Love is Loss by Silent Planet, Better by Good Saint Nathaniel, Good Intentions by Coyote Kid, Sacrificio by Deborah, Boreas by the Oh Hellos, Friend in a Much Higher Place by Harry Gore. So we're going to just play the songs here and end with our standard outro. So this, I think, is where we're going to wrap up our talking on the episode.
And we thank you for listening to all of this music and a little bit of our own opinions on it. We know that this show occupies a very small niche within a small niche, and we value each and every one of you. All are welcome.
Until next time, may the Force be with you.
And also with you.
We'll be right back. Glass and concrete sidewalks. I want my feet in the earth. I walk upon piss, broken glass and concrete sidewalks. I want my feet in the earth. And oh God, you're bigger than me. We're all drunk, stumbling down darkened streets. What can we to finally see? We're all drunk, stumbling down darkened streets. Oh, 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 oh,
talk. going down by the river, found I was cold and couldn't speak. I started hearing something in the silence next to me. I remember now in December how, like a split second dream, I heard a summer song. If I get it wrong, you can find it in the East. It's going. It's going. It's going. It's going. We're going. Don't let me go. Looking back, I remember that, wouldn't say that I was well, but there's a certain sickness that's better than health. Cause every day was another way, trying to get back to the dream of the summer song. If I get it wrong, you can find it in the East. It's going. It's going. It's going. It's going. We're going. If you're going, don't be long. Yeah, I'll be sorry once you're gone. So if you're going, don't be long. Don't leave me behind. I want you so.
Sidewalk in the shadows out of sight. When a cutting glance of disapproval will give you frostbite. Yes, it's simple to distract yourself while knowing people die. I just focus on the task at hand, straighten up my tie. But I think we can do better. A whole lot better than this. Yes, I think we can do better. A whole world better than this. A cheap shot to the injured, isolated in bad health. It's easy if you believe they did it to themselves. I most often hurt the people I love. And it's easy to forget that the hurting need a hug. But I think we can do better. A whole lot better. A whole lot better than this. Yes, I think we can do better. A whole world better than. Left with my devices in the hand I was dealt, I would sit on the couch lamenting how I felt. I would seek first my security, ignoring cause and effect. I'd stay inside my head, never turn my neck. But it's hard to find your foot in keeping one foot in the grave. And it's hard to get momentum when you always hesitate. Yes, we can travel all we want, but we can't escape. We're all in this together with a cross-stitched fate. But I think we can do better, a whole lot better, a whole lot better than this. I think we can do better, a whole world better than this. And I think we can do better, a whole lot better. To those friends and family out in the weather. To those people we'd rather punch than kiss. I think we can do better. A whole world better than this. Yes, I think we can do better. A whole lot better. A whole lot better than this. Yes, I think we can do better. Treat the whole world better than this.
You can run, but you can't hide the lies you tried to with my back on the floor. Cold linoleum ice and my growing pains. Watch the ceiling fan turn its shape again. My threads are coming loose. Yeah, I'm one spoon away from setting the ends of my hair on fire. If I'm kindling for a little while, at least I'd feel of use. Maybe then my breath could embody a wildfire starting. I'd sweep up the forest floor in my body, breathe life into the corners, be a darker soil. Tidy with my radio show. I'd be lying if I told you I'm keeping tidy anymore. Yeah, I swing from believing that maybe my working will all pay off, to considering drinking with Molotov. I'm halfway out the door. Maybe then my breath could light a wildfire star. Sweep up the forest floor in my body, breathe life into the corners, be a darker soul.
While you're waiting for the next podcast episode, check out our websites. DorknessToLight.blogspot.com contains reviews, essays, and other similar ramblings.
And DorknessToLight.tumblr.com, which contains some of that material, as well as top tens, cool photographs, memes, and religious puns. We also run a general interest comic book podcast network, Relatively Geeky. That content can be found at relativelygeekypodcast.blogspot.com or by searching iTunes for Relatively Geeky.
Let us know what you think of this topic, this episode, or this podcast in general. Feel free to send your thoughts to us at dorknesstolight@gmail.com. We would also appreciate any ratings or reviews left for the podcast in the iTunes store to help like-minded people find us.
Our intro, outro, and promo music is all provided by Anderson Kale. Search for them online to listen to or purchase their music.
Thanks for listening.